English philosophical poet Percy Bysshe Shelley rejected all conventions that he believed stifled love and human freedom and rebelled against the strictures of English politics and religion. Percy Bysshe Shelley's poetry was his legacy to all of us on the importance of passionately living our lives every day. No less an authority than the Encyclopedia Britannica described this English romantic poet by saying, "His passionate search for personal love and social justice was gradually channeled from overt actions into poems that rank with the greatest in the English language." Living life passionately has its own tremendous rewards, which are intensified when one is aware that death, in its arbitrary way, can come at any unexpected moment, as it did for Shelley. Just think of this. Here was a man living in the beginning of the 19th century in England who risked his life distributing pamphlets advocating political rights and autonomy for Catholics in Ireland. He eloped at 19, betraying both families, lost his first wife to suicide when he was 24, and two of his children died when he was in his mid-20s. He then married his lover, Mary Wollstonecraft, fulfilling his desire for a life partner who can feel poetry and understand philosophy, as he put it. Shelley traveled all over Europe supporting himself by writing and publishing his poetry. He met with Lord Byron in various European cities for joint poetic endeavors and proclaimed that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world because they create human values and the forms that shape the social order. This man was a fervent idealist who wrote of his love for love and his passion for passion. He completed his enormous treasury of poetry and prose by the age of 29 when he died in a boating accident during a storm. Not only does his poetry speak to all of us of his enormous passion, but so does his life as well. He took up causes, risked his fame and his life, and drank up every moment of his life. The poem quoted here, titled Love's Philosophy, conveys a glimmer of the passion that Shelley felt in his idealistic heart. The fountains mingle with the river, and the rivers with the ocean. The winds of heaven mix forever with a sweet emotion. Nothing in the world is single, all things by a law divine, in one spirit meet and mingle. Why not I with thine? See the mountains kiss high heaven, and the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven if it disdained its brother. And the sunlight clasps the earth, and the moonbeams kiss the sea. What is all this sweet work worth if thou kiss not me? This poem says to me, as does so much of his romantic poetry, feel the love for those you adore and express it with fervor, otherwise live your life in frustration. Love, the passionate variety, is that inner sense of longing that pervades every thought, every waking moment. It is a state of bliss that we usually equate with sexual or romantic feelings when they are ecstatically shared with our lover. All of that mingling and mixing and clasping and kissing between the rivers, winds, mountains, flowers, and moonbeams are Shelley's metaphors for that shared state of bliss. Why, he implies, would you choose the frustration of not expressing those feelings? I can recall the aching I have felt at various times in my own life for a love that I was unable to share with someone. I think I felt as though I'd died and gone to heaven when that love was made manifest by long embraces and kisses and union. But there is also passion in other circumstances, like the ecstasy of creation. When we consider the matter of having passion in our lives, it is important to pay attention to the things that we feel passionate about. Shelley speaks of a love and a joyful heart that is able to appreciate the beauty of our world and all of those we feel connected to. His is not exclusively a passion that keeps us enslaved to our sexual ecstasies. What he is describing is living your life not as if today were the first day of the rest of your life, but as if this were the only day of your life, which of course it is. And sharing your passion because a shared joy is a way of doubling one's joy. Too often we find ourselves bogged down in a serious approach to life, using our minds to keep us in a state of angst, or even worse, indifference. Joy and ecstasy come from within. They cannot be purchased at any price. We are all seeking joy and happiness, and often feeling it is not a proper state of mind when it arrives. The key to knowing this state is to put passion into your life, in your love and sex life to be sure, but also your recreation, your vocation, and in all of your observations of yourself intermingling with this glorious universe. There is so much to be passionate about. I have found that people who have a passion or a strong will for what they want to achieve, and who do not allow others to smear or sully their inner pictures of what they want to manifest, always seem to get what it is they are desiring in their lives. Shelley lived out of his passionate idealism with every breath and heartbeat. His passion is reflected in his magnificent poetry. To put this passion to work into your own life, first, know that you are a part of a joyful universe. Allow your romantic, ecstatic, joyful emotions to appear more frequently in your daily life. When you feel joy, experience it, and then express it. As it says in the New Testament, joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Don't deny yourself that fruit. Secondly, write your own poetry. Take the time to record your feelings of passion, whether your passion is pottery or antique furniture, mathematics or music. Express it in your own words. Third, give yourself permission to be a passionate person. Be passionate about anything or anyone you choose without interference from your inner critic. When that inner critic tries to make you feel foolish, gently but firmly tell it to wait for you in the lobby and invite it to rejoin you later if you want it. And fourth, tell those you love how you feel about them as often as possible. This will give you the opportunity to share your joy, and by doing so, doubling it. And finally, read, read, read and reread the poetry of passionate people like Shelley. Try to feel their heart beating with yours. Imagine yourself seeing and feeling what they saw before you even arrived on this planet.